The dog has come to Tinseltown. Yes, in the land of the Real Housewives, Brad and Angelina and the Kardashians, the hot dog is putting on the Ritz in Los Angeles. Jessica Gelt had the story in the LA Times. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So hot dogs are coming to Los Angeles. What is this about?
Well, there's just been kind of like a hot dog renaissance in the city in the past couple of years. Prior to that, it was burgers. It was gourmet burgers, you know, with oftentimes grass-fed beef and fancy toppings, and everybody was going for them. And then we just started to notice that it was hot dogs now. And that seemed to be sort of coming a bit out of the recession, actually, and also the street food renaissance here in Los Angeles as well with food carts. So kind of makes sense. And there have been just a lot of openings of new hot dog restaurants in the city over the past, you know, especially the past year.
So what are the manifestations? Because I picture there's so much imagination in L.A., right?
Yeah.
I don't picture that this is going to be the usual, some mustard, some sauerkraut and that kind of thing. There's got to be some really great loopy stuff going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's one of the places I wrote about in the article was a place called Doghouse. And, you know, they're doing all kinds of crazy things with chili con carne and Fritos and on Hawaiian bread and, you know, tater tots on hot dogs and eggs and bacon and just, you know, really elaborate, yeah, very elaborate creations. And then, you know, there are places that are just doing traditional, you know, New York, Chicago, and Detroit-style hot dogs, too, you know, because L.A. is this melting pot of not only cultures, but cities from across America. So you've got Cody Dog opening up, which is specializing in the strictly Detroit-style hot dog. But even the owner of Cody Dog knew that he needed to put something, he actually ended up putting an L.A. dog on his Cody Dog menu, which is an L.A. dog is a hot dog wrapped in bacon, served with jalapenos and mayonnaise and mustard. And that's sort of our quintessential, we call it a danger dog. That's the dog that we serve here in L.A. that you'll find, you know, on every street corner, outside of every Dodger game.
This is and a real education. Okay, now wait. What's a Detroit dog?
So a Detroit dog is typically a beef dog. Well, although a Coney dog is 80% beef, 20% pork with a little bit of milk. And it's generally served with a beanless chili.
Right.
It's very, very creamy and a little bit of mustard and diced onions.
Uh-huh.
And so we've got that. And then we had Papaya King open here this past year, which is a chain from New York City that opened in 1932 in New York City that came to Hollywood for the first time. And a New York, typical New York dog will be, you know, mustard and sauerkraut. But they, Papaya King has all kinds of creations as well.
You know, I think of California and L.A., super healthy stuff. So is there a super healthy dog?
Well, you can get, there's a place called Federal Bar in North Hollywood that does something called the Vegan Wiener, and that is a meatless dog. I forget exactly what's on it, but similarly, it's, you know, a vegan hot dog. And I think a few places will offer that option. You won't find that on a street corner, of course, but yeah, absolutely.
So, and has the hot dog made the white tablecloth scene yet? I mean, the burger did.
Well, you'll find them, but right now they haven't gone five-star yet. But I think that's coming. I don't think that that's far down the road, considering the way that it's looking for us.
How about celebrity sightings?
Well, Papaya King, a good sighting was Drew Barrymore sitting on a curb eating a Papaya King dog. And then the Coney Island dog was opened by Mike Binder, the actor, comedian, producer. So, you know, a lot of his celebrity friends love to go. I believe Adam Sandler is a silent partner in that. And, you know, Todd Phillips was the director of The Hangover that came in, and he told Mike Binder when he came in, I love your food, but, you know, why can't I get this dog with sauerkraut? So Binder introduced the sauerkraut dog on his menu. So everything gets mixed up here in L.A., especially when it comes to what the hotshots want to eat, you know.
Jessica, thank you.
Of course, it's been my pleasure.
Jessica Gelt's article on the L.A. hot dog renaissance appeared in the L.A. Times.